school day, it went well. I got good grades. So today, I thought, might as well say some things, make a list, maybe 10 things, of ways to be productive. So let's get on with the video. And by video, I mean podcast. If you couldn't tell, I usually make YouTube videos. Number one actually starts the night or day before. You usually, if you're not like already super organized or have a certain job or space where you're not supposed to be, then, well, it's kind of funny, but cleaning is one of the most important things you can do the day before, or even a week before. Just keep it clean, because you have no idea how important it is to just have a clean environment while you are working. Like, right now I'm sitting on a clean floor, and I should probably clean later again tonight though, because my closet's really messy, but it's clean, and that helps your head clear. And if you open a window, that's great too, and it just generally adds a better atmosphere to your space. Number two, open window. Fresh air does amazing things for your brain. You can't just turn on a fan. Open a window. It's not that hard unless you're in a place where you don't have a window. Maybe try working in a place where you have a window that can open. Number three is generally the same almost as number two. Number three is just have a lot of natural light, and if it's dark or something like that, still keep your window open because it's nice just to have it there and make sure that you can see the outside, because it really helps clear your mind, sort of like number two, and you can turn on like a lamp or something. Number four, drink water. It's not that hard. Like, just wake up and grab a cup of water before you drink anything else besides water. And if you already just drink water, good for you. You're one step ahead of the rest of us. Staying hydrated is very useful, and it's always good to keep a water bottle by your desk or wherever you're working from, just to stay hydrated and not have to get up from what you're doing. Just take a sip. Number five, eat something healthy, something good for your brain. Don't just survive off sugar. Just because we're in quarantine doesn't mean we can't not care about ourselves. Just eat like a piece of fruit or something like that, and if you don't have access to fruit, maybe eat like a vegetable or something with protein in it. Just anything with protein in it. Your brain and your body need food to function. If you don't feed your brain and your body, they're not going to function properly, and you won't get anything done. You won't be able to focus, you won't be able to do anything, you'll just feel miserable the entire day. Number six, take breaks throughout the day. It's okay to stop working for just like, even like 10 minutes, just to stop and take a brain break. Because once you start thinking about stuff for like 6 hours a day, your head's gonna start to hurt and you're gonna feel overwhelmed, and that'll discourage you from doing things. So just take a break. It's okay. Nothing bad's gonna happen while you're away. And you have no idea how much this helps. I used to just be like, I gotta get this done, this done, this done, this done. But now that I start taking breaks, I'm a lot more productive, and it just generally helps with how I feel every day. It makes me feel more relaxed and less stressed. Number seven, take breaks to talk to people. Not just take breaks and just sit there. Get out of your workspace. Talk to people. Living people. And if you're alone in quarantine, take like a phone call or something. But don't just sit there and not talk to people, because that can literally drive you insane over time. Number eight, like, take a break from being in electronics if that's what you do, and just read something, or go outside and sit down. And if you can't go outside because of quarantine, just sit by a window and stare out. It may look creepy to your neighbors, but it's how you get fresh air, and it's also pretty useful and helps your general atmosphere. Your aura will just lift when you see other things besides those walls. Number 9. Come up with a schedule. The night before, you could come up with a schedule, or if you're, just the night before, I guess if you're, like, doing this every single day for, like, a week, you could do it, like, the week before so that you have more time to plan and test it out. But pretty much what you would do is just come up with stuff that you need to get done during the day, but don't make it, like, don't set exact time frames for it. Like, don't be like, 9 a.m., wake up, 9:01, turn off alarm, 9:02, make bed, 9:03, go to the bathroom, get dressed, do my hair, and eat something, 9:05, work. And, like, don't, like, schedule all your breaks, just take a break when you need one. Just have stuff that you need to get done and teach yourself when you need to take a break. And number 10, enjoy your work day. You've been working, just do it somewhere fun. You don't have to be, like, for instance, if you have a pool, you could, like, work from the pool if you're not scared of dropping, you know, like, don't work from the pool. That's a bad idea. I take that back. You could work from, like, just walk around throughout the day. Walk around and, like, work in different places around your house or apartment or wherever you live. Or, again, take breaks. When you're taking breaks, you could change it up throughout the day. Don't always have to eat the same thing. Just add variety. And that's pretty much it. So I hope you all enjoyed this, because this is my first podcast ever, so it's not very good. But other than that, bye.